Historically, one important way that the church has provided help and shown mercy to those outside the church is to meet their physical needs. And these means have often been instrumental in bringing people to faith. But it can be hard to know when to spend our limited resources on the needs of those outside the church, especially when there may be similar needs within the church. When should our charitable giving remain with those in the church, and when should it go to people outside the church?
The rule that Paul gives us in the New Testament is to do good to all, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. I don't think that means sitting down with a ledger and planning your church budget and saying we're going to give 95% to the church and 5% to people outside the church. I don't think it works that way. The church is a family. It's an extended family, and so naturally we're going to give more to our own people than to people outside. For one thing, we know the needs of the people that we see every week, and we're able to help them in a way that we can't help people beyond that realm. But consider the parable of the Good Samaritan, where you see somebody who's dying by the side of the road, or when somebody enters your life or enters the life of your church in a very dramatic way, and there's no way to ascertain what his religious beliefs are, or if he has a belief in God or anything that you believe, but your first instinct ought to be to help. To meet the person's needs, and you don't give him a creedal test or religious test. You simply do what you can. And so I think we ought to more or less leave this up to God's providence. Of course, we want to help our, just as in a family, we give the bulk of our assistance to our own children, our own spouses. But if we run into somebody who's in need and we're uniquely able to provide for that need, then we ought to do it.